This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Being a man of increase?
They're eating the dog.
At the club, Club 1080.
Oh, God!
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
I love cows.
Am I voting you wrong?
Club, Club 1080.
You freaking bitch!
I'm gonna kick your ass into the fashion.
I freaking punch it, bitch!
I'm coming hard.
Pop me up over there, bitch.
He's a bitch.
That whiny bitch.
I'm going to show you my boots.
Freaking
punch it, bitch.
And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
God, that was aggressive. Resourceful little bitch. We have a levels problem. I feel like we have a little bit of a levels problem. Is everything okay over there?
It's coming in hot.
I don't know.
Yeah, blame Ortner. I don't know what he's
doing. Yeah, I'm going to blame Ortner or just our new stewed.
Yeah.
You freaking... bitch!
That's
how far up your ass is your head? It's above my pay grade anyway.
Could be that you just put an extra little spicy mustard on that bitch, you know.
Hop on this jock. Well, guys, we made it.
We did. We made it through another one. Another one.
Made it to the club. Where
my TV isn't working, so I can't watch my Red Wings.
We have, by the way, the Celtics are up by 26.
I have watched 7 seconds of this game, and I think it's 6 seconds too much.
I would agree. The Celtics have 24 threes.
Seems like a lot.
And they've only made 12 other shots. Mm. Welcome to the NBA.
The NBA, it's fantastic. I wonder if Danny is live tweeting this game.
By the way, did you know if Danny has earrings?
Yeah, he
did
was,
you know that?
I did not.
I noticed that today, and I was like, hey, have you always had those? And he was like, no, I've always had my ears pierced, but only recently did I put earrings back in my ears.
Now, I thought, and again, this shows my ignorance, I've never been pierced.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have been pierced.
Yeah, left ear.
Yeah.
Because right ear meant you were gay.
Is that what that was?
Back in the day.
But what about
That's
now?
That's how dumb we were.
Yeah. I'm gay.
Which side is it on, man?
Still are. Yeah, it's on the wrong side.
I've never been pierced, but isn't it if you don't put earrings in your holes, they close up?
I think over time, but not like, I mean, put it this way, I had an ear piercing in maybe like the 90s,
mm-hmm.
and as recently as 5 years ago, I could stick something in there.
Really?
Yeah. I remember we were... goofing off
you
one night.
Dinking around one night?
Yeah.
I would give anything if you put a... You know, like LT? Lawrence Taylor had the LT earring, and Barry Bonds had like the... Yeah. I would give anything if you had a big dangly IR from your ear. Anything.
That's fantastic.
That would be incredible.
You gave me an idea. I'm in. Isachi.
But you don't think you could put the... you don't think you'd put them in now?
I don't know. I haven't tried.
The nose piercings get bigger. At least for a little bit before they close.
Did they really?
My brother's, yeah, he kept taking his stud in and out, and eventually got so big that the stud would keep falling out.
Isn't that the ones, though, like nose rings and stuff? Don't you need, like, a special tool, like, to get those out? Those aren't, like, regular piercings. Like, those are, like, they're, like, bolted in, right?
Depends on which one it is. Not that I have a piercing either, but my brother's was a stud in the top of his ear, or his nose, excuse me, and so it would just, like, he ripped it out a couple times, and then it came out and would fall out all the time.
Yeah, this guy says his piercings are still open, and he took his earrings out 15 years ago. So.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Danny's a pierced guy.
I did not know. And I also found out today, not only did I find out that he's a pierced guy, that he's tattooed as well.
Yeah, he's got a lot of
I didn't know that either.
Tats.
He said he was getting a tattoo, and or a new tattoo, and I said, you have tattoos? And he said his entire back is done. He's got like a lion or something like all over his back. And I was like, oh, I guess he got him like in Afghanistan by some Russian refugee who was like making like tacos, and he had like a taqueria and like a tattoo parlor in Afghanistan. I was like, well, I'll be damned.
Anyway, he's all blinged up.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't, I've never done it. And at this point, can you imagine, like, is there anything more midlife crisis than a 46-year-old man coming in with piercings?
It's funny you say that, because that's exactly what he said. Because I asked him about it, and he's like, dude, he goes, it's pretty clear I'm in a midlife crisis.
I mean, it's like, even if I wanted to do it, I'm like, you know what would be kick-ass? Getting earrings. I don't think I could look in the mirror at myself and be like, yeah,
you know,
ears,
I think,
look cool, you should do it.
It's one of those things where there's so many guys have them now,
yeah,
especially in sports.
Oh, yeah.
That I think it would take me a while to even notice. Look at you every day.
I think you would notice.
And I mean, I wouldn't care either. Like, I don't know. Is there still a stigma against it? I mean, I don't think so. I don't think it's a bad look. It's just, no. It just kind of is. People do it.
No, I don't think it's a bad look.
It's an expression for some people.
I don't know why I would feel really weird. I don't know. I couldn't tell you why.
It's because you're a homophobe.
It's possible. Has anyone for the last 30 years associated earrings with being gay, by the way? Like, that's like strictly like 1988.
I know, but that's why I think that stigma comes from still from the old homophobes, which is kind of what you sound like.
But I love the gays.
Well,
I would be captain of the Pride Parade.
Get your ear pierced.
I don't think jiu-jitsu and boxing would go well with fresh earrings. And plus, I have cauliflower ears, so I'm not certain that that would work very well on that either. Now, I do stick needles in my ear, but it's usually to drain fluid.
What are those big round earrings?
You gauges. Know, like,
right? Huh?
The gauges?
The gauge?
Yeah.
I'm going to get one of those.
You should.
Where your ears
big
look
ones.
Where your ears look like onion rings?
Yeah.
We have it was awful, but we have a guy at my jiu-jitsu place that has those, and he takes them out, obviously, when he trains, and someone got a finger through it once, and I was like, yeah, because they're just, I mean, they're pretty big, and they dangle down, but you can't have earrings in when you do it, and, you know, someone had like a pinky or something just slip on in there, and I was like, that may be the most violent thing you could possibly be, to have another man fingering your ear hole. It's just bad. No good. Because when you get your ears pierced, you have to keep them in for a while, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think you can, like, put them in. I know with my daughters, like, you can't put them in, and that you have to leave them in for a period of time. So that would not work. I am incapable with my hobbies of having earrings. You, on the other hand, I think you'd look great on the golf course with a big dangling IR in one ear and then a cross on the other.
If it was good enough for Mr. T... It's good enough for me.
That is. So which would be better? Super randomly showing up with hoop earrings or a terrible toupee?
Which would be better or worse?
Well, I would feel worse about the earrings, believe it or not. Because the toupee would kind of be like a comical ha-ha sort of thing. The earrings would just make me feel uncomfortable.
I think you should do it. Just tape it when you go to do your wrestling.
You think Danny has a Prince Albert?
It would shock me.
What's that?
That's through another part of your
through mind. Your ween.
Why is it called an Albert?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know why it's called a Prince Albert.
Some guy named Prince Albert was the first one to do it.
Like some old English king was like, yeah. Watch this.
He wasn't a king. He was a prince.
He's a prince. He
but
said,
he was
prince.
English.
I'm going to put this bolt through my dong and
away
you go.
Check this out, ladies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You would think a prince wouldn't have to do that.
Well, I don't think he has to do anything. He probably wanted to. I don't know. Why does anyone do that? Who's the first person to... I mean, piercings and all that stuff, that goes way back. That's tribal stuff. I mean, you go look at some of the tribes, like in the Amazon, they got nipples and all kinds of different stuff laced and pierced and doing God knows
what. The most popular story of how the Prince Albert attained its name involves tight-fitting trousers, which were fashionable during his era, which was the early 1800s. Prince Albert was reported to have the penile piercing in order to hang his penis to one side of his trousers, as this was more aesthetically pleasing.
Wow, there's not a better way to do that?
Not that.
Huh, that is
learn something new every day.
Why does he have to hang it?
Well, again, it messed up the line of his pants. You know, we all hang to one side or the other, and this guy didn't like the way it let go in the other way.
There are also other theories that he had, what do they call it when you got a crooked ween? Whatever that's called.
I don't know, dog leg left? I don't know.
But he had a crooked ween, and he used that to straighten it out. Straighten it out.
What year was this?
He was like, I don't know, 1700s, 1800s, well, early 1800s.
I'm questioning the sanitary conditions of sticking something through your ween in the 1700s.
Totally. He was born in 1819.
Yeah, that's before antibiotics and all that stuff, man. You're just asking for dry rot at that point.
So he was married to Queen Victoria in the UK. They had a bunch of kids, too.
You know that thing was infected. You know there was pus involved in that. Ugh. Well, someone here needs earrings. Or I guess we got Danny, so... Danny is I think he's the only one. I could see, does Sprague have an earring? I feel like
Sprague did.
I think he does.
I think Sprague's an earring guy. See, now here's the thing, and this is not a judgmental call. No, I think he looks good. Sprague seems like an earring guy. He, like, if you just showed me a picture of Brandon Sprague and says, or you lined up the fan staff, and you said, who on the fan staff has earrings, wouldn't it be Sprague?
Schultze.
Yeah, I can see Schultze.
Schultze's a bling guy.
Yeah, I can see Schultze.
I don't know if he does.
Earrings.
But I don't know why. There's earring guy and there's non-earring guy.
Well, that's like anything else. It's like if there's fedora guy and there's non-fedora guy. Yeah. There's people that can pull off things and other people can't.
Like if I saw Dirt with earrings, I'd be like, what? But Sprague with earrings, I'm like, yeah, it works. Dusty was earring guy for a long time.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was earring guy, double earring guy. But he hasn't had them for years and years.
Yeah, it says the most likely theory is that Victorian haberdashers called it the dressing ring and used it to firmly secure male genitalia to the more comfortable leg. It was very popular in those days for men to wear extremely tight trousers, and the piercing helped minimize visible endowment.
And now someone's asking, does anyone here have the navel piercing? The Jason Swaggart belly button?
Not me.
Maybe a nice belly button tattoo? Like the Reggie Miller sun around it? What if Danny has that? What if Danny has some sort of weird belly
tattoo?
Well,
I was only half listening, but he did say he had a bunch of other piercings.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I don't remember all he listed, but what is this called right here when it's right under the lip? He had that pierced, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are gross.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like weird soul patches. I know there's a name for that.
Yeah, he used that term.
I had a teacher with one in the back on her neck.
Oh, wow.
Freaked me out.
What about the little piercings, like the clips on your teats? You know, so he holds you up when you're in the, you know, what? Am I the only?
What?
Well, you know, nipple piercings.
I know what he's
talking. And they hang you from the, you know, a lot of people, you know.
I had a guy at our gym ask me about that one time.
Why?
Because he was weird.
That's not weird. Just people are into some other stuff, you know.
Boy, that is was something weird. Else.
You never seen that, like in the movies or anything?
I'm still trying to figure
Perhaps
out
your porn.
Your alternate porn. Trying to figure out what that one like on your lip is, because I thought it was the septum, but the septum is the bull ring. The septum is in the middle part of your nose.
Yeah. Idiot.
Which I also find very weird. Doesn't it just feel like you've got to like pick your nose the entire time?
Somebody with one of those.
I don't know why you would. I don't know why you would do that one.
He liked it.
Why?
I don't know. He thought it looked cool. He had it for a bunch of years.
Yeah, that's really what it is. You think it looks cool? Do it.
Sure.
You do you, boo.
You do you. Well, now we've got earring guy, a.k.a. Danny.
Sprague.
I'm surprised Will, as bro-y as he is, doesn't have any tattoos.
I'm not as bro-y as you guys make me out to be. You Will, just see bros
bro.
On TV. I'm bro. I'm not as bro-y as you think I am.
To see someone Will's age who wears a Hooters hat backwards all the time, it's shocking.
I only wear that in here.
That Will doesn't have a tattoo.
In what ways are you not bro-y?
I didn't say I'm not bro-y. I said I'm not as bro-y as you think.
In what ways?
A lot of like true bros are what I do to another level, is what I would say. Like,
I see what you're saying. You're minimal bro?
Yeah.
Not like over the top bro?
No, because like I can be normal when I need to be. Like if I have a conversation with the boss, I can be normal. I can, you know, there. I have a lot of buddies that cannot.
That can't. They're bro-y
they're
no matter what.
Stuck on bro.
Yeah, a little bit, man.
Really?
It's hard to get out of being a bro.
See, I always. Okay, that's an interesting. Well, we don't need.
We can come back and talk about it.
I know, but I've always thought of being a bro as like. You're not always a bro. You just are being very bro-y a lot.
See, that's the problem is that sometimes it's that way, but sometimes being a bro is a lifestyle and you can't
change. It's just you're always a bro.
It's who you are. It's like being a surfer.
There's also different styles of bro. There's football bros. There's artsy bros. There's all kinds of bros.
Yeah, but give me, like, the traditional bro. Okay. Give me an example of one who's just always a bro. Just bro. This guy.
I think of Neighbors. The Zac Efron movie.
Oh, okay.
So all of those dudes, the frat guys.
Yeah. Zac Efron?
Bros.
Yeah, frat guy.
Bros.
Frat guy. Sick bro. You know, he's got his collar popped. You see that guy at the bar. You know, he's got to go get some chicks at all times. You know, he just looks like he's the captain of the football team at Rape Tech. You know, it's just that guy. It's just, you don't feel good, like, with leaving a drink around him uncovered. Like, everyone knows, like, that super bro-y guy.
Gronk.
See, but the Gronk is bro-y.
Gronk.
But there were some parts of that that, as a bro, I do not claim on what you were out there throwing
down. Again, you're trying to pick and choose your elements of bro, but we all, you said, who's, like, the bro-iest of bro? That's the guy.
Stifler,
yes. He's the guy that's he's the guy that's trying to sleep with girl, like he's always trying to arrange a threesome with some girl and like one of his buddies so that they can like perform an Eiffel Tower or something. It's that guy.
God.
Those are not the bros that I hang out with.
Sure.
You're just always too cool for school. Like just always like
You're kind of aloof.
Will has a photo I've seen of him and his bro and they're posing shirtless in the snow.
No, that wasn't being bro-y. That was from football practice.
Bro, seriously, you're posing.
I was not.
You're posing shirtless, mean mugging with another man in the snow.
I was not posing.
I'm sorry.
I got done with practice, and my shirt happened to be off.
That's as bro-y as it gets. You guys are doing the arms crossed flex while wearing masks in the snow shirtless. That is as bro-y as it gets.
Social distancing.
All right, we got dog pee talk next on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. He'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen, you guys can't go. Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
So we've stumbled upon a discussion about being bro-y. And
I like someone that said just basically Stifler and maybe throw in some Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford is a good bussin' with the boys. That's bro.
There you go.
That's like Taylor Lewan, Will Compton.
Yeah.
That's bro-y.
Isn't all of Barstool bro-y?
Yes.
No, because there's girl shows.
No. That's a...
But it's a bro-y brand.
It's a bro-y brand.
Sure.
Yes. 100%. Yes. Barstool is built on the back of bros.
Yeah.
Their whole slogan they started out with was Saturdays are for the boys.
Right.
No chicks allowed, man, unless you're doing something, you know, you know what, week, week, nod, nod. That guy. It's just...
I get it.
It's bro.
But I've always kind of thought of, like, you could be bro-y. Or I could be bro-y.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of us are bros, but we could be bro-y.
Sure.
We're now defining a bro as just, you're just, bro, like, that's a person.
Well, there's two different types.
Because I can be douchey.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm a douche.
Well, someone's asking where the bro and the douche intersect on the Venn diagram.
Yeah, that's so a good...
We all have aspects of something that we do that's bro-y. We all have aspects that are douchey.
Correct.
But when you cross over, there's some sort of threshold. That's like... at some point, if like 70% of your personality is douche or 70% of your personality is bro,
then we fast forward you to 100.
Exactly. It's like this. You're a golfer. I play golf. There's two different things.
Okay.
You are a golfer. I do not. I dabble in golf. But at some point, you cross over, and I don't know what that is. You know, maybe it's a nipple piercing. I don't know. At some point,
you
cross over and you just go full bro, or you go full douche. And the other thing about the bro is the bro doesn't make apologies. The bro embraces the broiness. Like, he's just, you know. And
unapologetic.
He's unapologetically bro.
It's cool to be a bro, man.
Yeah. Pat McAfee.
See, I feel like he's a great bro. I feel like bro is just an archetype of douche.
No, because I think that's in the eye of the beholder. Again, because there are some bros that are pretty cool dudes. There are some bros that are not.
That is true.
Okay, so so maybe we go there. A not cool bro is a douche.
Yeah, that's fair.
Whereas a cool bro is just a bro.
This is like scotch and whiskey, right? All scotch is whiskey. Not all whiskey is scotch, right?
Yeah, fair.
So all douches
are bros. Not all bros are douches.
Let me think about this.
Would you classify me as a douche?
No.
No, but you're
I'm definitely bro-y.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which is why I say I'm minimal bro.
If you're a douche, you're a bro. If you're a bro, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're a douche.
No, because you can be a douche without being bro-y. There's a lot of douchey behavior that's not bro-y.
There's, like,
for sure.
Stuffy guys can be...
Yeah, I suppose.
Or what about, like, just a-holes or, like, people who treat women terribly? Like, you don't have to be a bro to be a douchebag in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like that. Maybe we need to... Maybe this is our life's calling.
To find a...
We're going to put together the Venn diagram, bro v. douche. And who is right smack dab in the middle?
Probably the Barstool guys. It's probably
Portnoy. Boy, I tell you, Portnoy is not a bad answer to that.
No.
He's about the epitome. And then he shows you what happens after you're bro-y and you get old.
Now, what about
and you get money.
What about bro who is also kind of funny? Or maybe the douche who's kind of funny? Like, somebody brought up Gardner Minshew. He's doing bits.
Yeah.
Very bro-y bits, but they're actually pretty fun.
Yeah, I like him. I think he's a fun guy.
Gillis is bro-y.
Certainly
so bro-y. Not a douche.
Not a douche.
Because we like it.
Yeah.
Gillis is bro-y. Like, who's Gillis?
Oh, Shane Gillis.
Theo Vaughn gets kind of bro-y.
Gillis is funny and bro-y. Dude, Theo Vaughn is a douche of the highest order.
Theo Vaughn's just weird. I'm not a big fan of Theo.
There's two stand-up comedians that probably appeal to the same class of people, but again... At some point, the rocket boosters peel off, and the douche shuttle just keeps going on its way to the moon.
Being a man of increase?
The booster rockets are the bros, and at some point, it's like, I can't. I can't do it anymore. I gotta split off. I can't do it anymore, but the douche doesn't stop. The douche keeps going. The douche is on his way to Mars. He's got a mission that will not be...
You can't fix it.
You can't fix it. It's just... The douche has no conscience. I think the bro, for the most part, at least is somewhat aware that he may be a bit much for people. And to maybe tone it down.
Well, I think we did it. I think we have solved...
We solved it.
The riddle.
I like Baker Mayfield as an answer. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's on the Vancouver
Douchey and bro. Like, is he, like, right in the middle of that?
He might be your Venn diagram.
He is riding that thin line.
That is a good one.
He wants, because you find me something broier and douchier than having sex in the Cheesecake Factory parking lot and telling the girl, we doing this or what? Right? And you know, if his buddy wanted to watch from the back seat, he'd let him. That's what I'm saying. If you've ever been like, dude, I'm going to nail this chick in the back of my car at the Cheesecake Factory, you want to watch? You have crossed the line from bro to douche. It's right there. He actually told a gal that. That's Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, that's... I think we found it.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Will knows that guy. Look at that smile on his face. Will knows that
I
friend.
Know a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
Him to hide in your closet and check it out. Yeah, bro, that'd be sick. I'll high five you after I'm done.
Well, the next question is what sport has the most
football
bro-y douches?
Football.
Or douchey bros.
It's football. It's football. Me and my buddies buying a 30 rack, getting drunk, and then having a bench press competition.
It's football or maybe baseball.
Baseball's a good call there, good too.
There's a lot of downtime.
There's usually a lip pillow involved as well.
What?
The
Zen.
Dip or Zen.
It's Zen now. No one dips.
No one dips.
Nah, dude, that causes cancer.
Yeah,
can cause cancer.
It's so healthy for you.
I don't Zen. Don't look at me.
That's how old school I am. I'm like, what? We're having a pinch of the bear? They're like, whatever, old man. Give me a Zen.
give me a Lucy.
Well, there was the last time I drove to Canada with my buddy, we stopped at it was in Tacoma or Seattle. We, you know, pulled over to get gas and get something to drink because we were driving at like midnight. We got like a caffeine shot or something. And they had the tobacco patch, the pouches.
Yeah.
And the ad was making fun of the ad said something like Zen, but for men. I love that the tobacco pouches are calling the Zen bros out for being a bunch of candy asses. Like, you want to be a real man, eat this Kodiak.
Hockey's also a good one, too.
Yeah, hockey's very bro-y. Super bro-y. But it's more of a weird surfer Canadian. It's like a weird cross. But yes, hockey definitely is pretty bro-y.
Okay, now we get to dog pee talk, I think.
Now!
I don't know. Here's Will with SportsCenter.
With Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always thought I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
So the reason I was bringing up dog pee, you and I both have dogs.
Yes.
We do not eat them.
We have dog.
Yeah, I only have one.
It's the first time in my life I've only had one dog.
They're eating the dogs.
I've always had multiple my entire life, and now I just have dog. I don't have dogs, and it's kind of sad.
My wife is pushing for a second dog, and I don't want it.
No?
Not at the moment.
Yeah.
Because Molly's a lot.
Mine is not. I'm the exact opposite in that my dog is so good that I have, like, the perfect homeostasis, and I'm afraid of...
Yeah, you don't want to mess that up.
I don't want to mess it up. I've never had a better dog, and I'm terrified of adding...
Yeah.
Like, what if we have the perfect dog? What if we add the hell on paws?
Don't push it.
Yeah.
Don't push it.
Yeah. So...
That's a great spot. I've been in that spot where you just have the best dog, and it's just like, dude, this is perfect. They're at the perfect age.
Just leave it. No problems whatsoever. Everyone loves him. You're like, why? Why do you want to tempt fate?
Well... I'm not at that stage with Molly 10 G's.
No, you are not.
But I take her on walks. You know, I do what I have to do.
Yeah.
So this came about because Halloween stuff is out now.
Sure.
And so I have questions about what you can allow your dog to pee on.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Because she, you know, they mark everything.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And she's this little tiny dog, so she doesn't, you know, it's like not a lot of pee.
It's not too bad.
Do you let your dog pee on Halloween stuff? Because you got a big dog. Like for example, what made me think of this was these neighbors have like these, just those little like fake headstones, you know?
Sure.
In the yard.
Yeah.
And she went up sniffing at one, and I didn't catch her in time. I probably wouldn't have let her pee on it.
Yeah.
But I didn't catch her in time, and she lifted, and it was
it was too late.
And then I thought, well, I don't know.
I will say this. I try to make an effort to be aware of where my dog poops and pees, especially because of his size, and I know that it's a lot. But at the same time, I do not care that much, if that makes sense.
No, it does. I know what you mean.
Right?
I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah.
Because I've never stopped her from peeing somewhere.
Yeah.
But I have had the thought... Maybe I shouldn't let her pee there.
Yeah.
But I obviously don't care enough because I'm never stopping her.
We have we're in the exact same boat. Now, I will say that if you have a sign that says keep your dogs off the plants or yard, you know, and I see those, I try to respect that. I try to usher him away. But if he starts to pee, if he just raises a leg, what am I going to, you know?
Yeah, but what if
I'm not going to boot him?
Well, I think it's the idea is you can't let him sniff around things that they could possibly pee on that you don't want them to pee on.
My dog is, he's very sneaky. He's just walking, and the next thing you know, it's just, he fires one off. And it's usually, because I know the difference when he's about ready to take a pee and when he's ready to mark something. But when he's marking, I, you know.
Yeah, it's quick.
Dude, it's a, yeah, that dog's faster than I am. So
okay.
I don't really care. So, yes, he has peed on Halloween decorations. He's peed on mailboxes. And normally I try to be aware of that. But at the same time, it's outside. It's in the rain. It's in the weather. Part of being outside is my dog's urine.
The mail
that's yeah, in
I agree with
that's
that.
Nature.
Now the mailbox thing I've never really had a problem with. Or ever had the thought like I shouldn't let her
yeah,
pee there.
Yeah.
What about the base of a basketball goal in the street?
Yeah, you're getting peed on.
You're okay with that?
100%.
What about the like garbage like recycle canisters?
You're getting peed on.
I think people assume dogs pee on those.
Yeah.
You've entered the dog's domain at that point.
Yeah.
By being out on the street?
Yeah.
Or on the sidewalk?
You're outside, man. Like, there is a...
So Halloween stuff is a no-go then? Have we found a line here?
That is, that's where, because I know that that's going to make its way inside at some point. It's going to be
yeah,
put away. And I get it. I'm going to try to not have my dog's urine on that. But I'm also not going to feel bad if it happens.
What about little lights? Like, you know, those little...
Yeah, the little yard lights.
Yeah.
Now you're getting peed on. I just don't, you know.
Hell, I'm peeing on those.
Exactly. I draw the line. Outside decorations, I feel like you are in nature's element, and my dog is part of nature. Because there's rabbits running around there. I got possums. I got raccoons. My dog's pee is probably the best thing that's happening to your yard decoration. So.
Yeah. So there's really not a lot.
No.
If it's outside.
Yes.
There's really not a lot that you shouldn't expect dogs to pee on.
No, the only thing that I try to respect, like, wholeheartedly, is the sign.
Tires of your car? Fine?
He doesn't pee. I don't think he's ever peed on a car.
What about turf?
Molly has. Well, turf is designed so that dogs can pee on it.
I stand by my statement.
Yeah.
If you have a sign that says, please keep your dog off my yard.
Yeah, I get that.
I will respect it.
Well, that's an easy one.
If you do not.
What about a car? What about a tire?
No, I don't care.
Yeah.
No. No, I'm fine. We're peeing on that. It's like whatever. I'm not even to be honest with you. I'm not even blinking. Yeah, car parked on the street and my dog whizzes on your tire. Whatever.
What about your neighbor's shoes?
Well, that would be problematic. Because again, you think about what that car tire goes over on a day to day basis.
Right. It doesn't matter.
My dog's urine is nothing. Yeah. The shoesies. That would be. That's uncalled for.
What if he's an ass?
Well, then maybe. Like, if my dog whizzed on my bitchy old neighbor, like, you know.
Like, right on her.
Yeah, I would probably laugh a little bit.
Yeah, no. I remember one time I had a really a-hole neighbor. This was when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So this is in Kansas. Bob Blackwell.
Bob,
he was an ass.
Son of a gun.
Well, and he was a lawyer, too, which makes it even worse. And he was... I was walking the dog, and my dog was wild. I couldn't tame the dog. I was like a 13-year-old kid.
It's Thunderdome at that point.
And the dog, he was all dressed nice, and he was out on the sidewalk picking up his paper or something.
Sure.
I don't know.
Papers.
And the
papers,
dog,
business papers.
The dog kind of pawed at his leg and got his little suit dirty.
Yeah.
He freaking lit me up.
Really?
And, yes, he was like, where do I send the...
Oh,
cleaning bill.
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
Still to this day, I think that that's why I am the way I am.
Yeah.
I was hurt.
That was...
That's when I became a man of increase.
Being a man of increase?
Right there.
No, I will
that
say that...
sucks.
Like...
Yeah, he was a jerk.
Well, like...
But then I realized, you know, maybe that's what got me... maybe he's right. Like, yeah. I should control the dog and... Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I remember, like... See, it's a double-edged sword because I am pro-dog, and I understand the dogs are going to do dog things. But it's kind of I'm not defending your neighbor because that was a douche move.
Yeah.
But like,
well, he could have handled it better.
He could have handled it better. But I will say, it really bothers me when dog person thinks that their dog damaging something or is not a big deal.
Right.
I remember a family member of mine that I no longer speak to, not because of this incident, but another incident involving a dog. I remember
John.
Once I had it was a new Mustang. It was a leased Mustang, so I was in charge, by the way, of any damage that occurs to that car. Right? It's like when you return a lease,
yeah.
You know, you're not like you don't get to beat the hell out of it and then give it back and be like, hey, this is yours.
No, you don't.
No. And I remember someone coming up to me with their dog. who I was not a huge fan of. And the dog was all jumping around, and that dog jumped up, and he let him jump up and put his paws on my, like, in my car, right, on the window.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, really?
Yeah, come on.
And the dog, as he got down from the car, and he was like, ha, 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 and he put his up, guess what happened to the damn dog's nails? Right down my door.
Ripped it.
Just big old nasty fun claw marks. And I was like, you have got to be, and you would have thought that I was like lighten up. And I was like, what do you mean lighten up? Like if you went and took your keys and dug into the side of my door, I'd be pretty pissed. But there are people that think that whatever their dog does, it's like, what? It's a dog.
Yeah.
What's the
No, that's fair.
What's the big deal? Oh, my dog, you know, destroyed something. Yeah, your dog destroyed something, which means you destroyed it.
Dogs are going to do dog things, but you have to handle it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Is, I think, what you're saying.
And I think a lot of people
have... Because we can't always control the dog.
No, but I think it really bothers me when people don't take accountability, as you can tell. It bothers me when people don't take accountability for their dog, and they expect you to just be like, what? What's the problem? What's the big deal? It's just a dog.
What about this one? Not on the grass inside the property line. I spent money on my grass for your dog to bum my money. For your dog to burn my money that I spent.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if you have a sign, I will
not a sign.
It.
What if it's? He's just saying inside the. So okay, let's say we're walking on a sidewalk.
Yeah.
And you've got the outside of the sidewalk towards the street.
Sure.
But then you've got the yard on the right.
No, my dog pees there all the time.
On the yard.
Yeah.
And it's not a big deal.
I don't think it is.
I don't either.
I've never thought it.
But that guy says it might be.
Well, I mean, look, if your dog is constantly peeing on one spot, you can kill it, like in your backyard. But if my dog occasionally pees on your yard, I mean, and again, if you come outside and tell me not to do it, but again, if that really bothers you, put up a little sign that just says, please keep your, you know,
exactly.
Cost you $2 on Amazon, put that in your front yard, and I will.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I would have no problem if anyone's dog peed in my yard.
I wouldn't either.
It's yard. It's grass. Dogs pee.
All right.
It's not that hard to set some boundaries.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's about it.
Now what do we do?
I think we turn it over to baseball.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of bros.
I love baseball.
Joe Fisher.
Joe Fisher is a bro.
Joe is bro.
Now, Patrick Harris is not.
No. Harris is anti-bro.
I don't think he's a bro.
I don't think so. Harris is about as unbro-y as you can get.
Is Schultzy a bro?
Borderline.
Yeah.
Borderline bro.
Yeah, borderline. Borderline bro. But Fish is
who's the broiest guy at the Fan? Is it Will?
I think it's probably working.
Just because I'm the youngest, probably. Because I think you can age out of broing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
sure. Well, you played college football.
I did.
Low-level college football, which, by the way, is... I believe low-level college football is broier than higher level.
Because we actually love it.
Yeah, like... there is, like, you're doing
you're not
it for,
wrong.
You are doing it for more of a pure passion sort of thing, and I think that leads to some broier stuff.
Yeah.
And you're recently removed from it, and you're still in your 20s, which gives, you know, that you should be a bro in your 20s. That's what being 27 is about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think because of that, by default, Will's the broiest.
Yeah.
He's the only one that wears his hat backwards. That's, like... That's,
I always wear my hat backwards.
Yeah, but I mean, no one else does, and that alone...
It's true. Now that I think about this, you're running away with that title.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. Yeah. I understand what I am, and I don't think it's a bad thing.
Who is next?
Probably behind me, maybe
Sprague?
Fish.
Sprague.
Yeah.
Dusty?
Sprague's in it.
Dusty's too old, baby.
Dusty's bro adjacent, though.
Yeah.
Like, he can bro it out when he wants to.
Sure, but...
He sure can.
Yeah, I think Dusty has hid the bro... Because he's a father and all of that. Like, if Dusty went through a midlife divorce crisis, he would bro it up. Yeah. But I think Sprague is probably, like, second place. I think he's silver, and there's a big gap between Will and Sprague. But, you know, I think Sprague is still, like, I think he plays, like, pickup hoops. And, you know, he's, you know.
He wears his hat backwards.
Earring. He's still kind of a hip guy. I, you know.
That doesn't make you having a backwards hat, though, Broey.
It's pretty
broy. It's a Broey
move. I think
move.
It's just more of a thing of, like, Griffey went backwards hat, and then we just all started doing it. Now, if I started showing up here with a Chad Kelly Ole Miss jersey, that's about as Broey as I can get.
Well, you wear a Hooters hat backwards. It's, man, look.
It's
it came with the
back.
Hotel room.
I understand. The fact that you stay at a Hooters hotel.
That was a bad move.
Again, I'm not saying that anyone would convict you based on that, but in a court of bro, that is damning circumstantial evidence.
Oh, yeah. No, the one you'll convict me for is I used to get drunk with my buddies and then do bench press competitions.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Yeah. Well, there's the murder weapon
right
there.
That is the murder weapon. That's the smoking gun.
Oh, yeah. No, that we wouldn't even invite girls over. It was the whole thing.
Jesus. Yeah. Can't wait for Buck to come back tomorrow.
He might be bro adjacent.
Nah, I don't. Well,
I think he bro it. His wife won't allow it.
He's too old.
There's no way his wife's putting up with bro behavior.
Can you be a bro as a dad?
You can, but not with Buck's wife. No, sir. She won't put up with that for 2 seconds.
All right, the Hot Corner is next. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Fan. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.